The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us. So bright and early. Love it. You got the tea going, got the coffee going, eggs, bacon, toast. Send it my way, please. I'm so glad you're joining us. And in a little bit, you're going to hear about an offer for a free book, because the early bird gets the worm. And since it's early, well, you get the bird. We'll talk about that in a little bit, a free book offer. But today's topic is the headline of the news for the last several days, and not the several weeks, the stock market. So we're going to tackle the ABCs of the stock market. Again, we don't recommend buying stocks or selling stocks, disclaimer, disclaimer, but we do want to talk about the ABCs of the stock market. Why not? We have the Dow over 24,000. It's hard to believe about a year ago this time, the Dow was around 18,000. Now, a couple times, we were below 18,000, like a magnet, you know, 17,500, 17,600, and like a magnet, we get right back to 18,000. At times, the magnet worked the other way. We get up to 18,400, 18,500. Then the magnet brought us back to 18,000. We did that for about a year and a half. It's hard to believe that. But that was up until the election. And since the election, the market has taken off, and it's hard to believe, about 6,000 points. A lot of it made up in the last couple of months. It's been kind of crazy. And we'll talk more about that. But I'm glad you're joining us this morning, because hopefully you get some insight of how to play the stock market. No, I hate to use the word play, because we like to use a discipline when it comes to the stock market. So 24,000 and change on a Dow Jones Industrial Average. It hit 23,000 just about 6 weeks ago. So it's amazing. We've had so many different milestones. It's become the headline news. And I thought we'd discuss it today, get you a little bit more detail how the market works. Now, the history of the market is really, really cool. Now, fortunately, I get to be a guest at times on CNBC, right there on the live on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. And right there on the corner of Wall Street and Broad Street, where it all happened, right there in the New York Stock Exchange. People sharing, you know, sharing stocks and going back and forth with pieces of paper. And then eventually brought people inside and computers taking over. But if you remember back in the 70s and 80s, the floor in New York Stock Exchange was very busy. What they call floor traders. You want to buy Coca-Cola, you order it in, the person goes running over to someone who actually sells Coca-Cola, his pit, so to speak, and there's people who want to buy and sell Coca-Cola with the specialist right there. Now, things have changed quite a bit with computers. When I'm down on set on CNBC, unfortunately, you don't see that kind of crazy environment like we did in trading places. Remember that with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd? That's such a funny movie. But if you look at that, that's a great history of New York Stock Exchange. So right now, computers are taking over. There's still some people down there, specialists and so forth. But at the end of the day, a lot of the computers are taking over New York Stock Exchange. So it's really interesting. If you ever get a chance, you can do a tour of the New York Stock Exchange. Call them in. They'll do a little tour for you. And they'll tell you more about the history. I don't want to spend so much time in the history, but I do think it's very cool that the center of capitalism is right there on Wall Street and Broad Street. When I say capitalism, think about it. Companies like Apple, okay, that trade, you know, Apple trades, what, $175 a share? So because of their currency being stock, they can grow their company faster than if they had to use just cash. Now think about it. Let's say they wanted to make a new plant equipment, a new investment, and they weren't a publicly traded company. They'd have to use cash on a balance sheet and just, you know, maybe they borrow money also. But the stock market's really cool insofar as they could use a currency of stock to help raise more money, to do more things, to grow. And I also think it's kind of cool along the way, think of the stock market. So Steve Jobs, you always think about Apple. And by the way, I'm not recommending Apple. This is a great story though. Steve Jobs, of course, and now Tim Cook, the CEO. You can participate in Apple's success without ever showing up to work, so to speak, or to their work. Can you imagine that? As an investor, you get to, again, you may lose money in the stock, obviously, you can make money in the stock, but if you really think as an example, Apple, I'm not recommending Apple, just an example, but let's say Apple company, you could participate here in America thanks to New York Stock Exchange, thanks to capitalism, so to speak, you could participate in the gains of that company or any other publicly traded company without ever going to work for them. I think that's such a cool concept. Anyway, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, the ABCs of the stock market. And we should talk about the stock market setting records day after day after day. Now, each morning at 8:25 a.m. right here in WHUD, you hear me give you the stock market report. And I've run out of, I really have run out of superlatives, or you want to call it analogies or synonyms. I mean, I've been saying, gosh, the market set another record today. Sound like a broken record. The records again. The record, crazy, crazy time for the time that we keep setting records. And then, of course, my colleague Bill Kugel around 5:15 drive time p.m. gives a stock market report. So we do that Monday through Friday. But I do think it's kind of funny that as I prepare for the morning report and give the update to the WHD listeners, pretty much 64 times this year, I've had to say the market set another record, and yet I sound like a broken record saying that the Dow broke another record. Okay, you got that. But it's kind of crazy. Now, one thing really interesting, we talk about Wall Street, and there's a lot of cool Wall Street sayings. Things like bulls make money, bears make money, pigs get slaughtered. I'll go back to that in a minute. But you know what's really funny? I think about right now that the market, this is an old cliche, the market goes up by the way of escalator and comes down by way of elevator. That's not to scare anybody, but that's kind of what happened. So this escalator ride now has happened for about 11 months. And by the way, this escalator ride up feels almost like an elevator ride up the last couple of months with the market going as crazy as it's going. But the old saying, like, goes up by way of escalator, you know, little by little each month. But when it comes down much faster than it goes up. Now, we saw that, you know, 2005, the market went higher, 2007. And then in 2008, late 2008, September through November, it came down four or five stories at a time. I'm not predicting that can happen this time. It may not even happen. We can continue to go higher, and maybe next time we go lower, we go down by way of escalator. But we have to be mindful that there is risk in the market. Now, of course, it sounds obvious, but when the market continues this ascent and the escalator ride is feeling really good, we have to be mindful that the elevator could actually catch us, you know, in that little elevator and drop us a few stories. And the reason why we talk about that is because we want to make sure you have the right balance of stocks, bonds, and cash, what they call asset allocation. So you have a 401k account, 403b account, let's say, and you started the year, gee, I want to put half in stocks, half in bonds. Now what do you do? Here we are, late 2017, right? And we're looking at this and saying, geez, okay. So we started 50-50. By the way, the markets performed. Now we're at 70-30. Do we go back and rebalance? What do we do? Again, it really depends on your situation. The younger that you are, the more time you have for volatility, and you can live with that volatility. But as you get closer to retirement, you don't put all your eggs into bonds or cash. I get that. But over time, I've noticed some people like, oh, you know, I'm retiring next year. I'm 90% in stocks. I can't predict what the market's going to do, but I can tell you if you're 90% in stocks and you only have a year to go, that's probably not so advisable. Hey, if you're 25, 30 years old, you're a millennial, and you're tuning in this morning, you may want to be 70, 80, 90%. Depends on your risk tolerance, a whole bunch of other factors, but you may want to be there more for growth. But it really depends on your situation. You've heard that over and over again. But now we really have to take a look at it because things have changed so dramatically since the beginning of the year between stocks, bonds, and your 401ks and 403bs. I can't tell you exactly what you do. We'll give you a chance with a book in a little bit that may help you. But you really have to take a hard look at where you started the year and what's happening now. We'll be right back after these messages.
Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management has a new book out, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. We have given away hundreds and hundreds of his books over the years, and now it's a brand new one called Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series. Get it now before it even gets to Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. Our listeners will have the first copies. Be among the first 20 callers right now to get a free copy at 845-371-0101. First 20 callers get the new book from Ken Mahoney for 2017, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and you can get it for free right now. That number again, 845-371-0101. Life on Your Terms from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. I'm so glad you're joining us early this morning. God, you got the toast going. All these smell so good. Coffee, tea, love that. Love that time of the day where it's nice and quiet and you can actually get some things done. Now, during the break, you heard from Mike Bennett offer my free book, right? You heard it right here on WHUD 100.7, the only place you'll get this book for free for the first 20 callers. Call 845-371-0101. 0101. Not your father's retirement semi-autobiography, because my father did work for Local 38. Alan Brewster, sheet metal worker. He had an annuity. Unfortunately, he passed away. He had an annuity. He had benefits. He had pensions. He had health care. Unfortunately, it's not your father's retirement, because a lot of companies have done away with pensions. So this book hopefully helps you take a look at your situation and create a pension-like vehicle over time, give you some tips about lifestyle and so forth. So Mike offered the book just a moment ago, Not Your Father's Retirement. It's a perfect companion to the show. 845-371-0101. We can only offer 20. Now, when you call the office, obviously there'll be nobody there. I don't stick nobody there Sunday morning at 6 a.m. We don't do that. So leave your name, your address, as much detail as possible so we can get the book out to you. 845-371-0101. And also, the book sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, free for the first 20 callers. 845-371-0101. Now, right before the break, we spoke about how asset allocation is your friend, how you should be looking at it, and why it's so important this year as we started the year. And if you haven't looked at your account, I'm sorry, but you probably are looking at your account. I know when the market went down in 2008, 2009, people said, I don't want to look at my 401k anymore. I don't want to look at my 403b anymore. Who would blame them? But now, because the market is doing so well, almost every day people say they're logging in, taking a look at it, logging in, taking a look at it. I'm not sure that's a good strategy either. I don't think it's a good strategy not to look at it. I don't think it's a good strategy to look at it every day either. Something in between. But now we have to take a look at, if you started the year based on some assumptions of your, let's say, your age, your risk tolerance, and now you're, let's say, 80% in stocks, 20% in bonds, do you reallocate more towards bonds, more safety? Now, the prudent thing is to do is each quarter rebalance, bring it back to that original optimal position, which again depends on the situation. But I do want to remind our listeners that the market giveth, the market taketh. I'm not here to put a wet blanket on the market. The market continue to go higher, but we want to be smart. We want to allocate correctly. And for some reason, you're now out of balance because we've had a great move. That's all good news. And your accounts look great. Again, be mindful of what I said before the break, that the market goes up by way of escalator and comes down by way of elevator. So we don't want to have that happen to you. So we've been talking about rebalancing your portfolios, 401ks, 403bs. Also, it's towards the end of the year. If you have extra money, put more money into your 401k, 403b before December 31st. And by doing so, right off the bat, you get a tax deduction. So let's say at the end of each month, you have extra money left over and your savings account is accruing at 0.1%. Again, I can't tell you what you're going to make in your 401k or 403b, but I can tell you you're going to save money on taxes. So one of the best things you can do towards the end of the year when it comes to your investments, your 401k, 403b, you may be able to maximize it, assuming you have the, you know, extra cash to do so. You can call your human resource department. You can find out ways to doing it to increase it for a couple months or for a month or for one paycheck. But some things you really consider doing before December 31st to help you save money on taxes by just putting money, more money away into your 401k and 403b. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. Today's topic, the ABCs of the stock market. Stock market setting records all over the media. People having a lot of fun with it. Over 24,000 now. Wow, since the election about a year ago and change was 18,000. So quite a bit changed this year. A lot has been attributed to earnings. We'll talk about in a minute. But I'm glad you're tuning in this morning for GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management, the ABCs of the stock market. And again, I do want to say a disclaimer here, because I don't know your situation. I do know you're probably having coffee or tea right now. That's the only situation I know you have. But I don't know your situation, so I can't recommend stocks for you or how, what percentage and so forth. But I want to give an overview, and I gave you a little bit of history about the markets, how the market climbs by way of escalator, comes down by way of elevator, that most people, when investing in stocks, I say stocks, by the way, I don't mean necessarily individual stocks. I know some people that are listening have individual stocks. That's great. But most people now, it seems, have mutual funds or exchange-traded funds, especially if you have 401k through work or 403b through work, typically it's stock funds. Now, the S&P 500 fund, you know, is the Standard & Poor's 500. Most, that's an index people look at, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, but you're actually investable is the S&P 500. A lot of people favor that. You get a lot of different sectors, 500 different companies, well-diversified, so far doing very well this year. But again, you have these different choices inside the 401k. Some people use these age or target date type of funds. So, see, I'm not going to retire to 2030, or maybe I'm not going to retire to 2040 or 2050. It depends on your age. But let's say it's 2030. So right now, being that it's 2017, you're still a number of years off. It's mostly in stocks. But each year, automatically, that target fund gets more and more conservative. So by the time you get closer to 2030, let's say 2027, 2028, it's mostly going to be bonds and cash waiting for your arrival at retirement, target date 2030. So that's how those funds work. Again, I'm not recommending those. Just mentioning, though, that's a very common type of investment that people have choices inside the 401k 401k, 403 plea. So the tax plan is brewing. We're not sure exactly if it's going to pass, but it looks like the way the market is anticipating it, especially this week we heard from John McCain, who flip-flopped. He was actually against the tax proposal, and now he's for the tax proposal. With that, it looks like they may have enough votes for the Senate, and of course they have to reconcile with the House, and that could always get kind of messy. But that's important because stocks are running up anticipation of this passing. And for corporations that go from 35% tax bracket to 20%, again, in theory, they may actually change that. They're still working on that. It would be a boon to business. And that they'd have more money left over, presumably, to hire more people, to invest more money, to give more money to shareholders. Now, how would they do that? You know, by raising dividends or buying back stock. That's kind of how you reward the shareholders. So the market's anticipating something very big. And there's also a lot of money overseas. You know, we've heard over and over again that Apple has hundreds of billions of dollars overseas, as do a lot of technology companies. And maybe they'll bring it back here to the U.S. if they have favorable tax treatment. So a lot of things are happening for the individual side, though, especially in our area with high property taxes, high state taxes, we may not get the full deduction on that. So some of us are scratching our heads and saying, huh, why it's good for corporations, is it good for individuals? Well, we'll be right back after these messages right here on WHUD.
Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management is giving you a copy of his new book. It's called Life on Your Terms, and it's another in the series of the GPS Guide for Your Retirement books. Be among the first 20 callers right now at this special number, 845-371-0101. Let me repeat, 845-371-0101. You can get this book before anybody else, before it shows up in Barnes & Noble and at Amazon.com. It's available to you right now. It's called Life on Your Terms. It's another in the series of the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and it's from Ken Mahoney, and you want a copy of this new book. Be among the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. Ken Mahoney's new book, Life on Your Terms, 845-371-0101 right now.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, the ABCs of the stock market. Stock market making 1,000-point moves almost every week, it seems. And we're going to tackle that subject. But before I do, you heard right during the break, Mike Bennett, a WHUD, a close friend of mine, loves our books. And we're going to give away 20 books. You heard him say that. I think we still have some more books available. By the way, I'm right here in the Hudson Valley. I grew up in Westchester County, actually not too far from Casey. I went to Hendrick Hudson High School. And I say that because this is not a syndicated show. This is for you. I live in Hudson Valley. I've always lived in Hudson Valley. And so hopefully the first 20 callers, and that'd be you, will pick up the phone and call for this free book by calling 845-371-0101. And it's a perfect time because it's a companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. We talk about different topics from tax planning to retirement planning. Today, of course, the ABCs of the stock market. And we go into some detail as to how you allocate your funds when you have a good stock market move like this. And of course, the stock market does poorly what to do. But right now we're talking about the bulls in charge. So again, we sell this on Amazon and we sell this on Barnes & Noble for $17.99. You get it for free, the first 20 callers. We don't have anybody at the office, so leave your name and address. Phone number is 845-371-0101. I'll let you put down a cup of coffee, put a pen in your hand instead, a piece of paper, and I'll give it to you one more time. You ready? Here we go. 845-371-0101. We'd love to hear from you. We're glad you're enjoying the show. We love doing the show. And there's so much to talk about with the ABCs of the stock market. Let's get right back into it. So, you know, there's always talk about what's going to derail the market. And of course, there's been a lot of, I call them serial top callers. That is, okay, the market's at its top, 20,000. The market's at its top, 21,000. The market's at its top, 22,000. The market's, here we go. So again, no one really knows. I don't have a crystal ball either. But I do know when people say different things, and the market's going to do this, market's going to do that. Look, I'm on CNBC quite often, Fox Business, and we're supposed to give our views in the market. I've always said the trend has been higher, so pretty much going to stay that course for some time. Now, what will derail it? Look, we hear about North Korea shooting off missiles. I'm not sure that's going to derail it. Higher interest rates by the Fed, if they hike rates too fast, too soon next year, yes, that could derail it because that makes then money markets and CDs more competitive with stocks. It raises borrowing costs for individuals and businesses alike. So that wouldn't be a good thing if that were to happen. But again, if they raise gradually, I guess the market could adjust to it. But there's a lot of bugaboos that's out there. But I want to say, of all the things that are out there, so I have a little display thing that I look at every day, and flashing this, flashing that. I'm looking at bonds, looking at gold, looking at stocks, looking at everything. And on my little dashboard, you know, it's always flashing yellow, it seems. You know, there's always something going on. There's always some headline that's going to rob the market of success. But I really have to weigh that against what it's going to do with corporate earnings. So let's say XYZ happens. I test and say, hey, what will that do to corporate tax? I mean, so what will that do to corporate earnings? Will it benefit or make it worse? Now, in 2008, 2009, when the financial market was turned onside its head, Lehman Brothers, too big to fail, failed and brought down with all these type of companies. Of course, banks went down and their earnings went lower, and that's why the stocks went lower. Even like companies like General Electric at that time, companies that were in real estate took it on a chin. So many companies you look at during that time, the crisis, the Great Recession, as they call it now, those companies had a really difficult time to have greater sales, as you can imagine. Even consumers were tightening up and not going to department stores or ordering things online. We were tightening our belt in this vicious cycle that led to fear. So, but remember, that directly impacted negative earnings. Companies were losing money. And of course, by losing money, they're not going to be able to buy back more stock or raise their dividends or do those good things. So conversely, we're in a time now why, of course, the president gives himself a lot of credit. And I think he deserves some as far as businesses in that, you know, he is pro-business and a business owner. Of course, there's a whole bunch of other things we won't go into. But as far as the president and the agenda is to try to make it more competitive around the world. And it looks like a lot of companies are coming in here. But I say that because that's only part of the reason. I think the other part of the reason why the Dow went from 18,000 to 24,000 is that companies are enjoying a nice little ride here with the economy. GDP right now is probably between 3 and 3.5%. Companies from a lot of different industries, not all industries, of course, we know retailers are struggling, other areas are struggling, but we've seen like technology grow their top line. We've seen a lot of things with earnings have done pretty well. This year, you're thinking about the Dow Jones Industrial Average, companies like Caterpillar, now again, they benefited unfortunately from the hurricanes because they're earth movers. Boeing's got some big contracts from around the world, and they have a lot of back orders now. You know, Caterpillar, Boeing, guys, Home Depot, there's some really great stories this year. All have done very, very well and are Dow Jones components. I say that because these companies, when they reported earnings, even recently, had great quarters and what they were talking about, the future. They're talking about guidance. We're saying things look really good on the horizon. So to me, the market will change when we start getting companies that come out. Again, I don't know what the catalyst will be to change things, when companies will say, ooh, I missed a quarter and going forward, I'm getting cautious guidance. That'd be one of your clues that this market mayhem that we have will change. But if quarter after quarter, like we've seen for pretty much this entire year, 3, 4, 5, 6 quarters in a row, where companies have come out and said, for the most part, again, some companies that said some bad news and the stock fell apart, but by and large, 75 to 80% of the companies met or exceeded Wall Street expectations, and a lot of companies raised their guidance going forward. So it's hard, again, of course, we could always have a correction in the market. It can happen any time over North Korea, is what most people think about, but maybe it's something that you're not thinking about. Look, in 2008, no one thought that a subprime lending crisis would lead to banks failing. So I always tell people, when people look for this correction or nasty turndown, we may not know where it's going to come from, and because some of the things that we're looking at right now are all right in front of us. So we're all taking into account all these different things that can happen. But beginning in 2008, I don't think anyone was really thinking about subprime lending and that these banks were borrowing at 5x, 10x, 30x leveraging. And then when this music stopped in real estate and they reset these loans, musical chairs and some people and some banks and other places to sit. So that's what happened in 2008. I don't know what's going to happen our next time, whether it's 2018, 2019, wherever, when we have something, when the music stops. And may not be what we're thinking about. Maybe something so unrelated, much like what happened in 2008. So we don't try to drive yourself crazy with it. But whatever you read, and there'll always be negative headlines. Again, you take out your newspaper 5 years ago, you may find some in the garage, like I still have some old newspapers, or 10 years ago, trust me, pick up the headlines, news, and read. It's negative, 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 maybe a couple positives in there. It's always like that. So it's nothing different this time as it was years ago. But remember, our test that we look at is, will this impact corporate earnings? And if it doesn't impact corporate earnings negatively, then the market should do reasonably well. In fact, if things improve and this tax bill goes through and GDP continues to grow and the Fed doesn't raise rates aggressively and companies continue to report good quarterly earnings and good guidance, well, who knows? The market can continue going up. But again, we have so much more to talk about. My time is up, unfortunately. I enjoyed hanging out with you this Sunday morning in your pajamas, my pajamas. just, you know, enjoying it. But again, I hope this helped you, the ABCs of the stock market. And until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to a GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.